morning. Are you awake yet? I bet you are now that I screamed into the microphone. Oh, man. I'm Gary Zimak. We are coming to you live from Holy Spirit Radio. The name of the show, Spirit in the Morning. We're back in the studio today. Yesterday, we had a great day. Frank Eliason and myself, we visited Lansdale Catholic High School. Father Nordeman was on the air with us, Mr. Dan McCarthy as well. And I'd like to thank my friend, Katie Giorgio, for setting the whole thing up. She even brought us Yum Yum Donuts from the Yum Yum Donut Shop. It was a great day. We had some live entertainment. So we thank you. If you're listening from Lansdale High School, we thank you for being so welcoming to us. We had some technical glitches, but we got through them. Dave Parker, we wish you could have been there with us, but glad to see you back in the studio today,
thank
brother.
Thank you, Gary, and sorry I missed it. That was our second remote.
And we've got more on the way. We'll fill you in as time goes on. But if you would like to bring us to your school, your restaurant, your coffee shop, whatever it is, just send me an email at Gary@HolySpiritRadio, and we will set that up for you. We'd like to get out into the community to do more live remotes with the program. But today, we are in the studio. We've got a great show coming up for you. We've got two guests, Dave.
Two?
Not just one. Two guests today. Right. Marie Joseph from the Legacy of Life Foundation will be with us to talk about some of, and they do great work with their crisis pregnancy center. They do some wonderful work helping women who are in serious need of help, and just such a great witness to life. We, you know, as Catholics, we're pro-life, but we don't just talk about it. We go out there and we do it. We're called to do it. We're called to support people as they struggle, because these women that come into the Legacy of Life Foundation, a lot of times they have nowhere else to go. They're pregnant. They don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And Marie and her group do a wonderful job. So she's going to be on with us to talk about some special things, special events coming up for the Christmas season. Mm-hmm. Dave, you have something?
I was just going to say about Marie. She's been a great friend of the station for years. And has worked with us.
Yeah, and we're great, and it's great to have her on with us. We also have on the program today Lisa Hendy. She'll be sharing some information about how we can all be messengers for Christ during this Advent season. Lisa's such a good sport. She is waking up at 4:30 a.m. because she lives in Los Angeles. She's waking up to come on the show to share with us. Dave, I mean, that's dedication.
It is. I think maybe she's up all night. I don't know. She's been on this many times, or several times thus far.
Yeah, Lisa's great, and she's going to be a regular guest on the program. So she will be joining us, and we've got music. We've got lots of other entertaining features throughout the day. Not throughout the day, throughout the hour. We're not going to be throughout the day.
We but, just expanded, folks.
No. We did. But let's begin with the prayer, and then I have some more information for you. I got lots of information today. I'm excited. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We'll do St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit today. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, you know, Dave, obviously the Holy Spirit is very important to us here at Holy Spirit Radio. And I
Indeed.
Think for many Catholics, sometimes the Holy Spirit, he's kind of a mystery. We don't understand him as much as we should. But what I've done, and I'm really happy about this, I've always wanted to write a book about the Holy Spirit, because I've been on a quest to understand him better, but the book just wasn't coming to me. Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, I discovered that there is a new book out about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. I took a look at it. It is phenomenal. We're going to have the author, Dr. Kevin Vost, on with us to talk about this upcoming in January. He's going to unpack the gifts of the Holy Spirit and explain why they're important and help us to really get what they're all about.
Yeah, so, I've been hearing about that book of late. Yes, yeah, sounds very good.
Kevin is making the rounds. He's going to be coming on our show. I don't have the exact date, but I'll let you know when that's coming up. It'll be in, I think, mid-January. Kevin will be on the show. So we can understand the Holy Spirit and let him work more fully in our lives. Really important thing for us to do. Another programming note that I want to mention, and this, Dave, you might not even know about, this is late-breaking news. You know, Teresa Tamio was on the show on Tuesday, right? On Tuesday on our program. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to be on her show today at 9:15.
Oh.
This just got finalized after we did our interview. we did the, you know how it is with those of us in the radio biz. I do her show, she does my show. You
know? A little back scratch in there.
No, it's really good. I'm excited. I always love being home with Teresa. Good. So 9:15 here on Holy Spirit Radio. In the unlikely event that you haven't had enough of me in this hour, you're going to get a little bit more of me on the national program, Catholic Connection, with Teresa Tomeo. We will be talking about Advent and not panicking as we get prepared for Christmas. Okay, Mr. Parker, you ready for this? I am about to make a statement.
Uh-oh.
See, Dave has no idea what I'm going to do. He never knows what I'm going to do because I don't fill him in. We like to keep things spontaneous on the program. I am about to make a non-verbal statement on this show, and I'm going to need you, since this is radio, to narrate this.
He's going
to
pantomime,
everybody. You ready? I'm going to take my headphones off.
Okay,
and
he did.
And this is a non-verbal statement that I am about to make, Mr. Parker.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Am I allowed to talk about
it? You are allowed to talk about this.
Okay, he put on a Philadelphia Flyers cap.
That is
stocking
right.
Cap.
I am officially on the bandwagon. Last night, our Flyers won their 10th game in a row. They are now... See, you never know what I'm going to do. Dale's looking at me like I'm crazy. I am a little crazy, but I am so excited about the Flyers. Last night, a 4-3 win over Colorado at the Pepsi Center. 10th straight victory, the longest winning streak since 1985.
I heard that this morning.
That's right.
Yes.
And their third longest in franchise history. The club record, 13 straight wins in 1985.
Wow. We're on a roll.
Saturday against Dallas, 2 p.m.
Okay,
so it's official. Yeah. I got the hat on. I'm going to take the hat off now so I can put the headphones
back. Folks, he kind of looked like Papa Smurf, except it wasn't a blue hat.
I don't know. I thought I was looking pretty good there.
You were. I didn't say Papa Smurf was bad looking, man.
So it's official. I am on the Flyers bandwagon. It's kind of cool. It's exciting that they're doing so well. I used to be a big Flyers fan I'm going to date myself, but back in the 70s when they were really hot, oh, man, we used to play street hockey. It was really fun. It's Flyers, go Flyers. You guys are doing great. Now, let's shift gears slightly. Mm-hmm. We're going to do the gospel.
Okay.
Today. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk about the gospel yesterday. We had a lot going on the program. I'm going to read it, but Lisa Hendy and myself, we're going to talk more about this when she comes on the show. So I'm just going to read it and touch on a couple of points. But we're going to follow up on this later in the program. So here's the gospel. It comes from Luke chapter 7, verses 24 through 30. When the messengers of John the Baptist had left, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine garments? Those who dress luxuriously and live sumptuously are found in royal palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you. And more than a prophet, this is the one about whom Scripture says, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you." I tell you, among those born of women, no one is greater than John, yet the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. All the people who listened, including the tax collectors, who were baptized with the baptism of John, acknowledged the righteousness of God, but the Pharisees and scholars of the law, who were not baptized by him, rejected the plan of God for themselves. Now, this is a great message. Yesterday, I want to follow up on yesterday's gospel, because yesterday's gospel was similar to the gospel we heard on Sunday, and this is a bit of a continuation of that. On Sunday, we heard Matthew's version of the story of John the Baptist, Dave being in prison, and his followers somehow being able to communicate with him while he's in prison. This is a very interesting gospel. And John went to his disciples. He talked to his disciples. They somehow were able to communicate with him. And he sent them to Jesus to find out if literally he is the Messiah. Now, what's confusing about that gospel is after we hear that, because when we first look at that, we think, well, does John not get it? Does he not know that Jesus is the Messiah? But then Jesus goes on to praise John as the greatest of the prophets. So obviously, what's not going on here is a crisis of faith for John the Baptist. But here's what I like about this, Dave. Now, here is John the Baptist, who is all about calling attention to Jesus. He's not trying to keep his followers because he has said, I must decrease, he must increase. He wants to call the followers to Jesus. He wants to move his followers over to Jesus. John's in prison. We don't know anything about his disciples, the followers of John the Baptist. So they could have been having a serious crisis of faith. Mm-hmm. They might not have known that Jesus was the Messiah. They might have wanted to follow John. So what did John do? He said, go see Jesus and ask him, is he the one to come? Is he the Messiah that's been prophesied about? And Jesus said, guys, look what I'm doing. I'm healing the blind, curing all the sick. I'm doing what the prophet said the Messiah would do. So what a great way for John to send his disciples, who probably were doubting and who were confused, he sent them right to Jesus. Jesus played along and gave them the information.
Yes.
I think that's really great. And when you look at the fact that Jesus was praising John, he wasn't saying that, you know, see, even John doubted. No, he knew what was going on. John the Baptist, even in prison, found a way to bring the message of Christ to people.
And, yes, he did.
And that's something we are all called to do. We see that in today's gospel. And again, Lisa and I will talk about it. The challenge that we face is the Pharisees. This gospel ends with quite a drop the mic moment, if you will. The Pharisees and scholars of the law who were not baptized by John rejected the plan of God for themselves. They thought they knew better.
Absolutely. They knew better, and they were, well, selfish. Yeah, and they did not subscribe to that.
And
they could,
Dave,
not believe it.
We all fall into that sometimes. And as Advent, the remaining days of Advent tick down, it's still not too late to make that commitment to the Lord, to say, Lord, I want to get to know you better during this Advent. Help me to get to know you so that I can get your message out to other people.
Yeah, Gary, I had a thought. I mean, just think of metaphorically, like the prisons that we are in, certain sins. That, and in a way, we're being asked to go out of our, you know, John was in prison, but he knew enough to send forth his disciples to get for themselves. And but I think we are also imprisoned by our sins, but we can also believe and take that walk and take that leap of faith.
You make a great point, Dave. And one of the things, as you were saying that, what I was thinking was John's in prison, but yet he has contact with the disciples who go to Jesus. They come back and tell John what Jesus said. It is possible that John was having some doubts. I mean,
absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with that. John the Baptist was, the tradition holds that he was born without original sin. Now, that's a tradition. That's not a doctrinal belief. Not that he was conceived without original sin, but when he leapt in the womb of his mother Elizabeth, the pious tradition of the church is that he was freed of his original sin. So he can be without sin and yet still have some doubts. But what happened? The disciples come back, and John had that connection with Jesus even while he's in prison. And that could have strengthened him even more. So even though we're in prison, we can have that connection with the Lord.
Perfect. Yeah.
And that's one of the things I did last night. I'm sitting at my desk preparing for the show thinking, hey, Advent's getting away from me. I got to get better. I opened a book that I had, did a little spiritual reading, and boom, it was just like that. Reconnected with the Lord, felt better. That's what we can all do. Spend a little time getting close to the Lord today as we continue in this Advent
season.
Amen,
brother.
All right, right now, 7:14 on Spirit in the Morning. It's a little chilly out there, but it's warm here in the studio. Hope you're warm wherever you are. Put on a cup of coffee. Get ready. When we come back from the break, Marie Joseph will join us to talk about some of the great events that are taking place at the Legacy of Life Foundation. After that, my good buddy Lisa Hendy will be here. We'll be talking a little bit more about that gospel and how we can all be messengers of Christ. Get ready. We're getting started here. We're getting warmed up. We're even going to get better. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for December 15th. Today we celebrate Blessed Mary Frances Xervier. She came from a family of some means, but Blessed Mary Frances Xervier spent her life serving God's poor, sick, and aged. Born in Germany in 1819, she ran the family household at age 16, following the death of her mother and her two older sisters. In her mid-20s, she became a secular Franciscan. At age 26, she and four companions established a religious community devoted to caring for the poor, The Sisters of the Poor of St. Francis were formally approved in 1851. In less than a decade, they had a foundation in the United States. Mother Frances, as she was called, first visited the U.S. in 1863, working alongside her sisters to nurse soldiers wounded in the Civil War. She returned a few years later to oversee the foundation of several hospitals. Her sisters continued to operate hospitals and homes for the aged around the world. In our day, and often throughout the ages, the sick, the poor, the aged, have often been regarded as useless members of society. Blessed Mary Frances and people motivated by her ideals remind us of the God-given dignity of every human being.
The new Saint of the Day app is available now for your smartphone or tablet. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Unexpected, would you believe after all we've projected a child in a manger? Lonely and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we've waited for? 'Cause how many step down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many greats have become the least for me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that is torn off?
How Many Kings by Down Here. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. We are here to help get your day started off on the right foot. We now are joined by, today's a special day. We have two guests. We don't normally have two guests, but today something special is going on. We are privileged to have with us Marie Joseph, who is the Executive Director of the Legacy of Life Foundation. She's going to be sharing some events that are taking place at the Legacy of Life Foundation. Good morning, Marie.
Hi, Gary. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you. I wanted to have you as a guest, and I'm glad we were able to work this out. We'll have to have you back on when we have more time. We got a little bit of a short segment on the on the program today. So, Marie, what's going on? What are these events that are happening? And before we do the events, I have to assume that not everybody is familiar with the great work you're doing at the Legacy of Life Foundation. Could you give us just a brief overview of the work that you do?
Absolutely. You know, we're working 24/7, being available for women. We have two crisis women centers. So women who are seeking abortion because they think they have no choice end up coming to the center. Their hearts and minds are changed by good information and a lot of mercy and love. They choose life in either adoption or parenting, and then we guide them through a process through their pregnancy, and then we stay with them, you know, on their journey. And they're converting. They're becoming people who thought motherhood, fatherhood wasn't in the plan, would never be a good parent. And now they're rejoicing, saying, you know what? Motherhood, fatherhood, this is the greatest gift in the world. And so they're embracing that. And now these children are alive. And we've had, over the last few years, 1,359 women who've chosen life and children who are alive today. So this time of year, Christmas, is a real special time.
Yeah, praise God is right. That's fantastic, Marie.
That's just amazing. It's amazing to watch God's miracles happen and transformation in the hearts of women and then these children that are huge gifts. This time of year, it's Christmas, and, you know, a lot of these families, we've this year alone, 422 women so far this year have chosen life instead of abortion. It's just huge, and this number grows every year. This time of year, we start really leading them into preparing for Christmas, and we have all these families that are really in need, and we throw a big celebration for them next Thursday, December 22nd, and celebrate. We bring Santa to the center, and to watch these moms and children get dressed up in their Sunday best. You know, maybe it's too much for them. They don't have the funding to, you know, to go do the regular things that you and I would do with our kids and our families.
Yeah.
And we prepare this huge celebration. We give them gifts, and we take photos with Santa, and then we frame them for them. And it's really a special time.
Marie, what can we do to help? Is there anything we can do to help you out with your efforts?
Yeah, so there are a few things. So one is definitely a prayer always, right? And we have a website, and that's what I'd love to share with everybody today.
Yeah.
LegacyOfLifeFoundation.org. It's a website. We have a new film called Unplanned Joy, and we really just want everyone to go to the website and watch that five-minute film with testimonies and really the sense of what's going on at the center. And then pray, join the email list on the website to be praying for these women. But making a gift this time at Christmas to help us support the fund that what we're going to do next Thursday and everything that we're going to provide for these families. We're running out of time. We've had more women than we thought and planned for, and now we're really finding ourselves in the, you know, just in that place where we're relying on God's providence, and, you know, God leads us to ask people to be generous and to go on the website and to see all the information. There's a Give Now button. Someone can make a gift online, or they could send it to Legacy of Life Foundation. And the information is there, 25 South Main Street, number 217, and it's Yardley, PA, 19067. Anybody can make a gift at any time. And our number is 215-788-4051. All the information is at the website. We just really appreciate that all of us joining together to save these lives and then to make the commitment to continue to support them.
Yeah, and you know what, Marie, we'll put a link to your, not just your website, but all of the contact information. We'll put that in spiritinthemorning.com because sometimes it's hard to remember the phone numbers.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that we all can support your efforts because you're doing such great work. A lot of times, It's one thing to say we're pro-life, but it's another thing to really walk the walk and help these women. I mean, it's great to be pro-life, and we all are pro-life, but we need to do something, too, to prove that and to offer these women an alternative, which is what you guys are doing, and it's so great that you're doing it.
Amen, Gary. And we're covering so much territory, this entire Philadelphia area, with two centers, one in Center City, Philadelphia, where half of the whole state of Pennsylvania's abortions are happening every year, and then here in Bucks County, and we're surrounding so much area. So it's really hitting, and we never know when this situation is going to hit our own families, and we've been able to really reach out and help so many of the good people in this area who find themselves in this situation. So again, right, it's Christmas, and it's just the time for people to be feeling the joy, and this is just a great way to connect to this mission.
Yeah, and you're doing such a great job at it. Marie, we have about 2 minutes left. There's a story of a young girl named Kara. Are you able to share that story with us in a couple of minutes?
Oh, I'd love to, especially because I know at this time, you know, we're promoting not worrying, right?
That's right.
So, you know, so what a great connection. You know, motherhood, it's a scary thing for any one of us who've had a child for the first time. We had a girl named Karen. It's our story of the year because we have this little baby Melody, and she's a gift to everyone. But her mother, Kara, was going to have an abortion, and she was very alone, very scared, but she specifically was plagued with depression. So picture anxiety, depression. Yeah. And she couldn't, knowing she was pregnant, she kept getting up every single night saying, you know, I can't do this. Mm. I cannot be a mother. I cannot do this, and I have to have an abortion. And we were able to really hold her hand and say, you can. And see, because you can't is the lie.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you can. You can be a good mother. You can. We can find a job. You can. You can. And she chose life. And we have watched this woman go from depression, darkness, not being able to get up in the morning, not taking care of herself physically, emotionally, to completely transforming this baby Melody. She named her Melody because she's the music of her heart.
Oh,
and
beautiful.
And she is the light of her life. When you say this baby's name, this woman lights up. Oh. This woman now has completely transformed. She's absolutely gorgeous. She was before, but now she glows. She's taking care of herself. Her whole life mission now is to provide for this girl. She found a job. She comes to our center, and in our STAR program, she becomes a star. She learned that she has gifts and talents, and she's providing a home for her child. And this baby has lit up the whole family. The parents didn't know. The second daughter ended up in the same situation months later, came to our center, and now there's a little girl, Melody, and there's a little boy, Michael. And they are the light of their lives.
Wow.
That is a beautiful testimony.
Praise God. Marie Joseph, thank you for the great work that you're doing, and we're going to put your information on the website. We'd love to have you on again sometime. Keep in touch. Let us know what we can do to help you.
Thank you, Gary. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Merry Christmas, Marie.
Merry Christmas.
All right. God bless. Marie Joseph, LegacyOfLifeFoundation.org. We'll be right back.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit radio news update. Syrian activists say pro-government forces have shot at ambulances trying to leave eastern Aleppo, wounding at least 3 evacuees. A local hospital director and opposition activist says no ambulances or buses have been able to leave yet. The evacuation is part of an agreement between rebels and the Syrian government for the pullout from opposition-held neighborhoods of fighters and civilians. Rebels have held eastern Aleppo for 4 years. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is meeting with his counterparts from 14 nations participating in the Anti-Islamic State Coalition. It's Carter's final war planning conference before Donald Trump is sworn in as president next month. They'll get an update on the battles to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul and Raqqa, the self-declared ISIS capital in Syria. They will also discuss training and equipping the local Iraqi and Syrian forces that will be needed to hold recaptured territory. And Cardinal Paolo Evaristo Arns, one of the Catholic Church's most prominent pro-democracy voices in Latin America, has died in Brazil after a long struggle with lung and kidney problems. He was 95. His death was confirmed by the Archdiocese of Sao Paulo, where he served from 1970 to 1998. The cardinal became famous for challenging leaders of the brutal military dictatorship of 1964 to 1985 and for his fight against torture in Latin America. He often talked about democratic values during Mass, protected activists in his churches, and led a national anti-torture initiative. He also threatened to excommunicate police officers who refused to provide information on political prisoners. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
My name is Joe Zimmerman, and my brother and I own Summers and Zims. We would be pleased to provide you with high-quality service for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. We are pleased to serve the listeners in Westchester, Exton, Downingtown, Coatesville, and Kennett Square. Our phone number at Summers and Zims is 610-593-5129, or you can simply Google Summers and Zims. My prayer is that God would bless you through His Word as you listen to Holy Spirit Radio.
You are listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Are people born brilliant, or can they become brilliant through hard work? A recent study from Michigan State University explored that question. As reported by Science Daily, the study found that simply telling people that hard work is more important than genetics causes positive changes in the brain and may make them willing to try harder. In contrast, learning may be hampered by telling people intelligence is genetically fixed. Commenting on this study on his Pathos blog, Dr. Greg Popcheck wrote, "As St. Thomas Aquinas reminds us, grace builds on nature. The more you believe in God's grace and your good effort, the more likely it is that you can become your best self in every area of your life." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And that was All This Time by Britt Nicole. But we're having microphone issues here. I had my mic on, did not realize it. I'm Gary Zimek. Great to be here with you on Spirit in the Morning, the joys of live radio. Right now, it's 30 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport, 23 in Coatesville, 25 in North Wales, and 29 degrees in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. I used to live in Mount Laurel, Dave Parker.
Did you?
And you know what's interesting? Mount Laurel, New Jersey was in the news. Mount Laurel, New Jersey was in the news. This is from the Associated Press. This is a legitimate news story.
Big time.
See, we only bring you legitimate news stories on this program.
Mm-hmm.
Police corral four suspicious donkeys in New Jersey town. That is the headline. And when I read a headline like this, it intrigues me.
You had to go there.
Police in a New Jersey town scrambled after getting a report of four suspicious donkeys loitering behind a home. Now, what I question about this
loitering?
Story is, loitering. How do you differentiate a suspicious donkey from a donkey that is non-suspicious, right?
Yeah, really.
Okay, the donkeys made a run for it, albeit more of a slow trot, where Mount Laurel, this is a legitimate story, where Mount Laurel officers arrived on the scene on Saturday. The officers yelled and used a patrol car to corral the animals during the slow pursuit. Through their stubbornness, police say the donkeys did not bray their address.
did not bray.
Associated Press, Mr. Parker.
Okay.
But the officers managed to return the animals unharmed to the enclosure from which they escaped.
Okay. And everything turned out well, and they were all safe and not harmed.
And this is just a public service feature that we do here on the Spirit of the Morning, you know, bringing, highlighting Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So that's
what
we
no
got.
Harm, no foul. Donkeys were good. The police were good.
Poor Lisa Hendy. She gets up at 4:30 a.m. from Southern California to be on with, and she's got to endure this story. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Hey, Gary. It's a balmy 54 out here in Los Angeles at 4:30 in the morning, and there has not been a single donkey sighting.
All right. Oh, man. We try to keep it light here on the program, Lisa. But thanks for joining us. You know how much I appreciate you being on the show.
News from back
awesome
east.
To be with you. Happy Advent.
A happy Advent as well. So today, I mentioned at the start, we did the gospel. We talked about John the Baptist. You know, we're well into Advent. It's the third week of Advent season. And it's still not too late, Lisa, right, to make this our best Advent ever. We don't want to panic. We still got plenty of time.
Yeah, there's hope. So if those candles on your Advent wreath are just like they've been lit once or twice and you've kind of fallen off the wagon.
That's right.
Maybe you've missed a few days on the Advent calendar. The good news is that this week coming up is filled with so many blessings to prepare our hearts for Jesus.
Yeah, that's right. And let's talk about this relationship. In today's gospel, we see this relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist. We've been hearing a lot about it. It was yesterday's gospel. We heard it on Sunday. And there is obviously a relationship between Jesus and John the Baptist. When we look at this gospel, what does Jesus have to say about this relationship between himself and John?
You know, it's so interesting. I have to read it a few times every time it comes up, this gospel from Luke 7, because it seems a little confusing. So John's sent his followers over. We know that he's been imprisoned, and they're going to Christ and asking him, you know, now just they're kind of double-checking, even though we know John's whole existence was to prepare for Jesus' coming.
Right.
And then we find Jesus assuring the people that, you know, John is just this amazing prophet who's been sent to spread the word, but then he says, you know, even you are better than John the Baptist. And I think that's because what he's pointing to is the fact that those who come after John are the beneficiaries of this prophecy, that, you know, they'll in fact have this hope that was what John was talking about all along, and that's salvation through Jesus.
And let's talk about this character, John the Baptist. He's not what you would think of as a traditional messenger. How did the people perceive John at the time? Was he well-received, or was he a bit of a shady character?
I think he was sort of weird for his time, Gary, kind of like you and me, right?
Exactly, exactly. I agree with you.
Our friends sometimes look at us and go, oh, here comes Gary. He's going to talk about God
You don't know the half of it, Lisa.
Yeah, we're not eating locusts, but no. We're a little out of step, especially at this time of the year. You know, we know that John, you know, lived in the wilderness and that he had this real extreme existence and that his entire being was really dedicated to pointing the way to Jesus. You know, but you and I are sort of like that in our time. We're the ones who are still wearing purple while everyone else is wearing those ugly Christmas sweaters.
Exactly.
And we're a little out of step.
Yeah. And Lisa, what can we do as messengers? And we're all called to be messengers, right? What can we do to proclaim Christ to the world? And right now the world is focused on Christmas. It's a very secular time of year for many people. People are freaked out because they didn't get their Christmas shopping done. What can I do as a messenger, as a modern day messenger, to bring Christ into somebody else's life?
Okay, I think the first thing is that we can take a chill pill, as we say in my house.
Yep.
that the freaking out that we feel that, oh my gosh, my list's not done, I haven't baked everything, I don't have all my presents. Okay, breathe and look at the manger. This is what I have been trying to tell myself. My manger is empty, but my heart is full as I anticipate Jesus coming at Christmas. And I think that we need to kind of set aside the worries of the world. And that doesn't mean that we have to make everyone feel bad by being like, oh, I'm not going to celebrate now. But I think at every opportunity we have during this season to point back to why it is that we joyfully celebrate, you know, the Christmas season, and that it doesn't end, you know, on the 26th of December, it's not all over when things go on sale, that we're really just getting started. And, you know, to be a little bit emboldened like John was, to kind of remind our friends and our loved ones why it is that we're celebrating, that it's the birth of our Savior that we anticipate.
And, you know, Lisa, I found myself in that position last night. I was sharing earlier in the show, I'm doing show prep, I'm doing all kinds of work that I've got to get done. And I thought, wait a minute. I'm starting to lose my focus, so I opened a nice spiritual book, and I did a little reading, I said some prayers, and I was recentered again, and I remembered, this is all about getting ready for Jesus. I want to get to know him better. Even though he was born 2,000 years ago, I want him to come more deeply into my life. And just spending a few minutes doing that, I felt a lot better, a lot more peaceful, and my focus was back.
I think that's it. And if we overthink it, then we add to the stress rather than taking it away. It doesn't, you know, have to take us, you know, 45 minutes of chanting in Latin or whatever to if you have that time, that's awesome. And please chant for me a little bit too.
Right.
But if what you can do is light a little candle, even if it's not pink or purple, and you know, gather your family together and, you know, maybe share a little bit of the Bible story. I'm really focused during this Advent season on Luke 1 and 2, just rereading these chapters and just, you know, really preparing my heart so that when I'm at the Eucharist on Christmas, I'll really be united with what we were told in Scripture about what really happened.
And that's what it takes sometimes, just meditating upon Scripture. We really get that we're recentered, we're focused, we remember what this is all about. Lisa, we've got about 2 minutes left. I want to talk about your latest book in the Chime Traveler series, which is, I love this book. It's a cute story, The Strangers at the Manger. Can you just give us a brief, in the time we have left, a brief overview of this great series, and then talk a little bit about The Strangers at the Manger?
Yeah, it's this, my series is a fiction series for children, young readers, chapter books, and this particular story takes a brother and sister who, through a series of events, travel in time to be with the Holy Family at the time of the Nativity. So they meet Mary and Joseph on this dusty road to Bethlehem and are with them through the moment of the Nativity with the shepherds and the wise men and all the way through that flight into Egypt, and really looking from a kid's perspective at what it is that we read in Scripture about the true Christmas story.
And I know it's a kid's book, but I really enjoyed it. I mean, it just brings the whole story to life, and it personalizes the events that took place in Bethlehem. And sometimes we forget
that. For me, Gary, I really tried to stay true to the Bible in this and really to imagine as much as you can when you inflict kids in a fictional story.
Yeah.
But what would happen if you and I could have really been there? That's what I want our kids to feel, and grown-ups too, this Christmas.
Yeah, so I highly recommend this book, The Strangers at the Manger. Lisa, where's the best place? You've written several books. Where's the best place to get this and all of your books?
Oh, definitely if you have a local Catholic bookstore anywhere near you, please go in and see them. But you can also get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online.
Great. And how can we follow you online? Where are the best places to go?
Oh, gosh, I'm all over
everything. You are all over the place.
Lisa Hendy. I love social media.
You do a
it's
great job.
It's my way of being John the Baptist, Gary.
Yeah.
So my own little personal messenger can be found at Lisa Hendy. Or come on over to CatholicMom.com. Even if you're not a mom, you're welcome there.
That's right, and you do some great stuff. You have some great authors that write for you there, as well as material by yourself. Lisa, you are very prolific.
You know what, Gary? God is so good.
Isn't he?
And the same thing as you, that when we're given opportunities to share what we love, you know, it's just the best thing ever. So I wake up every day with a huge smile on my face, giving God my yes.
Oh, yeah, and you do such a great job. By the way, your book, The Grace of Yes, is a fantastic book, too. When we say yes, Lisa, great things happen, right?
That's it. So, Gary, go eat some locusts today.
Yes.
Clothing and spread the word.
Yeah, people are going to think I'm weirder than they already do, Lisa, but that's okay, right? As long as we're proclaiming the message. Hey, Lisa, listen, have a blessed remainder of Advent and a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Gary. My love to your beautiful ladies who live with you, and all the best.
Likewise, and we're going to have you back on in January. Thanks again for joining us. Lisa Hendy. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. We're going to be right back. The time right now, 7:46.
Love is what we come here for. This is why we're staying. Love is what we come here for. The kind that won't be fading.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimek.
Shines with a promise, Emmanuel. One child born in the stillness, living within us, Emmanuel. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace, let there there be peace.
let there be peace. We're singing glory, glory. Let there be peace. Let it start in me. Let there be peace. Let it start in me.
Glory, let there be peace by Matt Maher. Let there be peace, let it start in me. We just were blessed to have Lisa Hendy on the program, and she was talking about the fact that we're all called to be messengers to bring Christ to the world. Boy, the world needs peace. So try to bring peace to those around you today, whoever it may be, your family members, the people at the office, your fellow students, the people you meet in the stores who are panicking because they got to get their Christmas shopping done. There's so many little ways that we can bring peace to people. It all starts with a smile, a friendly word, not losing your temper, even though you want to. So many little things we can do. Your current weather at the Philadelphia International Airport is 30 degrees. Today it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 28. High near 28, but it's 30 degrees right now. Dave Parker, mm-hmm. I guess that means, I'm not a mathematician, but I guess that means the temperature is going to be dropping today.
It is.
Yeah, I figured that
it's
out.
It's been dropping since midnight.
That's right. Ooh, tonight.
With this Arctic blast that we're all experiencing.
Listen to this. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 16 degrees.
Yeah, but that's not the wind chill, is it?
No, that is not the wind chill.
Yeah. So everybody bundle up.
That's right. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 28. So it's going to be a chilly day tomorrow, but it is winter. We are in the midst of an Arctic blast, but that's okay. We'll stay warm. This is what happens during the winter season. My name is Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Mr. Parker, it is now time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse.
Okay, I thought you were going to say another donkey story.
No, not another donkey story.
We're still smiling about that one.
That's right. That's classic. Four suspicious donkeys. Again, I want to know how you tell a suspicious donkey from what's the opposite of that, a non-suspicious donkey?
Exactly. Well, they're wearing masks. Or
Yeah, that's right. Dressed in black or something. You
know, I don't know.
They're like the villains in the old Batman series used to be with the black sweatshirts.
Exactly.
I'm dating myself again, but suspicious donkeys. Okay, moving right along. The Be Not Afraid Bible verse, we go to Sirach 7:32 today. To the poor also extend your hand, that your blessing may be complete. Now, here's the reason I chose this one. Not your typical Be Not Afraid Bible verse, but I think so many times we get overwhelmed with the lack of what we have in our lives. We always seem to want more. That's our fallen human nature coming into play. And honestly, some people are really struggling, so I'm not going to say that's always the case. It's not all about greed. But sometimes we tend to think that we have it worse than anybody else. But if you look in the newspaper, if you go on the internet, if you look around you, you hear these stories all the time. So many people have it so much worse than any of us do. We've got the homeless. We've got people who absolutely have nothing. What can we do? And despite the fact that we're feeling overwhelmed with our own struggles, what can we do, especially during this Advent Christmas season, to help somebody else out? Yeah. And when we do that, number one, we're going to forget about our own problems, which is what happens. And number two, the Lord will bless us as we bless other people.
Absolutely. Gary, I was going to say, excellent points, but especially in this sub 32, I mean, this Arctic chill, I mean, there are a lot of homeless people out there
right.
And all around, in all the counties, in the city. So if you happen upon one, you know, again, the authorities try to get them into shelters. So be cognizant of that.
Right. When we can pray for these individuals, we can contribute to a lot of agencies who are collecting for people in positions like this. There are numerous ways to contribute to those who are less fortunate. And when you do that, because I'm the type of guy who tends to feel sorry for myself sometimes. That's my nature. And as an anxious person by nature also, my problems are worse than anybody else's problems. And oftentimes the worst thing that we can do, well, not oftentimes, all the time, the worst thing that we can do when we're feeling anxious and troubled and overwhelmed is to withdraw into ourselves. And then we become even more despondent and it becomes our situation can become even more hopeless. We need to somehow fight that feeling, that desire to withdraw into ourselves. And again, I'm one of the biggest violators here, and to go out there and help somebody else in some small way, right, Dave?
Absolutely.
It doesn't have to be in a monetary way.
Exactly.
Just making a phone call, sending an email, a kind word, a smile.
Exactly. Yeah. If you have some extra money and someone's hungry and they're cold, maybe give them a McDonald's gift card or something. That's what people I know try to do.
Yeah.
Little things. Little things. And if you have the wherewithal.
That's right. Yeah. So the little things we can do, that's what we want to emphasize here. You know, this show, it's all about getting to know Jesus. That's the main reason that I wanted to start this show. I want to help you to become closer friends with Jesus. But what happens when you get to know Jesus? You naturally want to share him with others because you realize that we live in a world where many, many people don't know about Jesus. They might know about him, but they don't know him personally. And we want to be able to share that love of Christ with others, especially during this season of hope, this Advent season. As we look forward to growing closer to Christ, what can I do to bring somebody else closer to Christ? And as Dave was saying, it doesn't have to be a big thing. I don't need to be a theologian to share Jesus with somebody. It all starts by being nice to someone. Mm-hmm. And we need that. You know, this is supposedly a time of great joy, but there's a lot of stressful people out. People are filled with stress, and you see some nastiness, Dave, especially in the mall parking lots.
Oh, yes, or getting to the mall parking lots.
That's right. That's right. It's very easy to lose your composure. So do something kind for somebody today, a little thing, and you will be rewarded. And again, everything we talked about on the show, we had a jam-packed show, a lot of information. You can find out information about the Legacy of Life Foundation, Marie Joseph, Lisa Handy, and the great work that she does. All of the Bible verse, the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, the gospel reading, that's all going to be linked at spiritinthemorning.com. And don't forget to let me know your comments about the show. You can reach me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let me know if you'd like me to come out to speak to your parish. I would love to do that. I haven't updated my website lately, but within the past month or so, but I'm going to put the upcoming events. I'm doing a lot of speaking, not only around the country, but in the Delaware Valley. So my website is followingthetruth.com. I will update it within the next week or so to put in the January and February dates. And if I'm in the area, I'd love to have you come out and hear me. I'm going to be speaking at some of the local parishes in the Delaware Valley, and I'll keep you updated with that. Let's close with a prayer before I do some final comments. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, our sins bring us unhappiness. Hear our prayer for courage and strength. May the coming of your Son bring us the joy of salvation. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brother Parker, great to have you back with me. I missed you yesterday.
I missed you too, Garen. Great to be back, folks.
Great to be in the studio. The studio is nice and cozy in here. We've got all new lighting, courtesy of our buddy Frank, who, by the way, we miss Frank today.
Yes,
we do. He's not with us, but we know he is listening. Frank, thanks for all you do to keep us on the air. And we thank you for listening to the show, for starting your morning off with us. God willing, we're going to be back tomorrow on the program. Oh, special request for you. Jeanette Benkovic is due to be our guest tomorrow. Jeanette is struggling with the flu, so she asked for prayers that she'll be ready to go tomorrow. And God willing, we'll have Jeanette Benkovic joining us on the program tomorrow. Keep us in your prayers. We'll keep you in our prayers as well. And remember, if you're not doing anything, 9:15 today, right here on Holy Spirit Radio, listen to Catholic Connection. I'm going to be Teresa Tomeo's guest. We're going to be chatting about how not to panic during the remainder of Advent. Very easy to start panicking, so Teresa and I are going to unpack this a little bit, and I'd love to have you as a listener. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Remember to share Jesus wherever you go. God bless you. We'll talk to you next time.